Hello guys, my name is John, and you're listening to the Calculator Pro podcast. It is week 25 of 2024, Sunday the 23rd of June. You're very welcome guys, hope you had a nice week. Unfortunately for me, I had a very difficult week, and it got me thinking again about resilience. So in the space of just 1 week, my team were unfairly blamed for something that others decided to do. One of my senior guys quit, and I had a high-pressure martial arts test, which was physically and emotionally bruising. As a leader, you are constantly dealing with problems and challenges, most of which are beyond your control. In my midlife, I discovered the principles of Stoicism, mainly via reading the meditations of Marcus Aurelius, and later the work of Seneca. One of these principles is to accept those things that you do not control, because thinking otherwise is folly. So essentially guys, if you don't accept what you don't control, you're effectively just, you know, old man shouting at the wind. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your breath, so you might as well just get on with it. And increasingly, I believe that the most important trait for a leader is that mental resilience. You will have good weeks, but equally, you will have some absolutely terrible weeks that will test you to the limit. It is in those terrible weeks that you will test your resilience. But remember the following. Firstly, anything that happened has already happened. You must accept this and move past it. Secondly, in a difficult, stressful situation, the only thing that matters is the facts. Your first task is to find the facts, as they will determine what you do next. And thirdly, when damage is inevitable, your next task is to limit that damage and put in place a plan for fast recovery. During my martial arts tests last week, some things were within my control, while others were utterly chaotic, and all I could do was react to minimize the little damage I received. I think that's a good metaphor for life in general. The takeaway from that is to maximize your effort where you can influence things, and minimize your effort where you have no influence at all. Again guys, don't shout at the wind, it's a waste of breath. And I would also say, other than that, watch your mental health guys, as burnout is real. After a difficult week, make sure you do something fun and relaxing that weekend. And whatever you do, don't wait. So other than dealing with potential burnout this week, what else did I do? I did get to do some work on grepa.org, which is my web search engine. Mainly what I've been doing is optimizing the storage on the back end of the index, so making sure that I'm not storing too much data. The index is getting quite big now. I'm up to about 5.25 million entries, so that's pretty good. But it's consuming a lot of disk space on the back end, so I've just been optimizing the storage there and working on various settings to make sure that, you know, I'm not storing too much data that I'm not actually using. So that's been interesting, and I'm really getting deep into the back end of that to make it as optimized as possible. In terms of media that I'm enjoying, I'm still reading The Revenge of the Rose by Michael Moorcock. I'm nearly complete that actually. Like all of the Elric stories, it's been a lot of fun. They're pretty formulaic. Like once you read a few of them, you realize that there's an obvious pattern that they follow. But it's good fun. It's light reading, and if you enjoy fantasy, I would definitely recommend checking out the Elric series by Michael Moorcock. Okay, I will leave it there, guys. It's a short one this week, and apologies I missed last week also. As I said, I've been under a lot of pressure lately, but it's been difficult. But I will try to keep it going as often as I can. Still trying to maintain a weekly cadence, but sometimes life gets in the way. What can I say? So take care of yourself, guys, and I hope you have a great week ahead. Talk to you next time. Bye.